Should there be an age limit on, like, government officials? I think there should be. All right. No, I'm not cutting that out. But obviously, we all know Joe Biden is dirt old. Filthy rich, but dirt old. And anyone who knows anything about the human body, I guess, knows that it stops functioning at its peak. Maybe. There's a difference between the body and the brain. Your brain is probably most at level and at its highest peak of wisdom, probably like in your 40s, 50s. But your body can, depends on what you do with it when you're young, but he's dirt old. Like, how old is Joe Biden? He'll be 80 in November 20th. 80 years old and is running the country. Now, I'm sure if anyone Googles what the human mind is like at 80, it's going to list a whole bunch of shit that's not positive. You know? And you'll probably end up seeing this video in the next few days or so. Like I said, you're probably seeing this video in the next few days or so. But it's a video of Joe Biden riding his bike and just falling over. Now, obviously, the president's there. Someone recorded it, so there's obviously going to be a crowd. He was riding his bike, and we all know there's a ton of reasons for falling off your bike. He might have hit a curb. Some child might have ran out, like, in his path, and he had to hit the brakes real fast. But he's 80 years old. And let's say there are no outside circumstances of him having to... Actually, even if he did hit the curb, when you're riding a bike, curbs are something you look for, especially on the bike. He was on like one of those little, like, thin, just Trek bikes, just doing his thing. And even if he hit a curb on that, that's like, why did you not try to dodge the curb, Mr. President? The only safe line he has with this is if someone ran out in his way. Because he either tried to dodge somebody and just fell, hit a curb and fell, or just collapsed off his bike. Now, if he did collapse off his bike, like from heat exhaustion it was from today, so, and it's pretty cold out there, so I don't think it would be from heat exhaustion. But it goes to show, like, if you can't safely ride your bike, what makes you think you can safely and effectively run a country? Because he's not right now. He really isn't. And I know a lot of what's going on with the economy isn't necessarily his fault. It has a lot to do with, it's just been a mess, like, since he's been in office, we had the gas line hack. We have cleaning up COVID. He's had what Russia is doing. I'm sure every president walks into something, but he's walked into stuff that doesn't necessarily have to do with America. Now, I'm not saying he's helping, like, his administration is helping, but even if Trump got, his second term, like, right after his first, all these outside affairs of, you know, the gas line hack. You can't control that. Someone want, if a hacker wants the gas line, they're getting the gas line. Russia, he couldn't control that. It has nothing to do with America. Now, he has a different relationship with Putin. He probably has different relationships with many members of NATO and the other European, and the European Union, whatever it's called. And he might have been able to sway this, that, you know, in different directions. But it still would have negatively affected America. You know, and that, think, I'm going off traffic. I'm going off track of the point of the episode, is, I guess, how old is old? I don't know. I feel like that should be, like, out, like, no. Because then it, like, I feel like there should be, like, tests if you're going to run the country. But at the same time, we pick the elected officials. We pick who runs for president. Mind you, people don't have 100% of the vote. We have a vote on who we decide moves up. And I feel like if there were to start being tests, it would... And say, oh man, yeah, you're not mentally strong enough for da-da-da-da-da. It would start to change, like, hey, anyone can run for president, you know. And then that would trickle down the rest of America, and, you know, there'd be more tests and stuff like that. It wouldn't be, you know, the land of the free. Of you can become anything at any time. It wouldn't be that, if, you know, because if the president has to do it, damn sure we're going to have to do it, because, no, you know, we hold people who are above us, who make more money than us, who are, you know, higher up in status, we hold them more accountable than regular people, I guess. Like, I'm not regular, I'm, like, below standards, but, like, regular people. Well, anyone holds people who they find better than them more accountable than them. So, you know, but, you know, at the same time, the president is a very important position. Like, he literally decides the fate of a lot of America and a lot of the world. So I do think, like, I don't know. He's old, though. I think we all agree we need him out. America turned the page, you know, during COVID. You know, we opened up a lot about, you know, mental health and, you know.
I was going to say the Gay Straight Alliance, but that's.
Or was it, we opened up about, you know, sexualities and, you know, mental health and different ways of income and you know, racial issues. You know, we're definitely in a new America than we were 8 years ago. Jesus, COVID was what? 3 years ago now? Good God. That, you know, like, honestly, I think it was last week I said 2019. Like, someone asked me the date and I was like, XX29. I was like, whoa, I need to get my mind out the gutter. But like I was saying, America's in a new page. And it's very, like I said in the last episode, it's very individualist. It is very, you know, I can do this. I don't need you. You know, I can do bad all by myself type vibes, since that's the word everyone loves to use nowadays. Vibes. What's the vibe, bro? What's the vibe? But anyway, like I said, last episode, is a very individualist nation right now. Everyone's trying to prove themselves to other people or to themselves. And I don't think Biden is moving forward with that. I feel like he's not stuck in the past, but stuck in the Obama administration mindset, Obama era mindset, where, you know, people are looking for more government assistance and, you know, stuff like that. People aren't anymore because, you know, people, it's very possible, and people have learned just by watching YouTube videos how to replace their own job. Working less hours, working from home, working more comfortably, less stress. People have, I say this every episode, but it's new America, you know. We have CEOs in bedrooms nowadays. So, I think, you know, it's, being president isn't just about helping people or, you know, being a good person. Or, definitely be a good person, because we saw the a-hole side of Trump for a little bit during his run. But I think it's more about reading the people you're trying to help. Because if you're just, oh, I want to help these people, but you're only helping, you know, like 12% of the population, you're not really helping anybody. You're helping, making it worse for, you know, the other 88%. Oh, how much does that say? 12%? So yeah, 88% of the population is now suffering just to make the rest of the 12% feel good. And, you know, that's America. But I don't think that's what the president should be. You know, we have, you know, every 4 years we're fighting Democratic or Republican. But Democrats have to use Republican views, and Republicans have to have Democratic views, or else you're not going to be president for very long. You know, so I feel like it's, you have to balance. And at his old age, I'm like jumping over the book here, but at Biden's old 80-year-old age, I think at this point your brain is stuck in a mindset. He's not seeing America for what it is, or for what it wants to be, or where it's going to be. He's seeing it for what it was and how he wants it to be. And this isn't a dictatorship. You can't just, this is how it's going to be, and end of story. That is not America. As much as people try to make it so, Americans will revolt faster than anybody else. And that's on Phonem Grave. But yeah, this is you'll probably see the video I'm talking about soon. Who knows? I just saw it, so maybe, you know, how the internet works. Maybe it actually is only a week old. Maybe it's from last year. But it's a video of Biden riding a bike. Looks like he's down at the beach somewhere. He's from Delaware or Maryland. It's probably where he's at. And he just bites the dust. Just doop. And then you'll see the crowd go, oh no, Mr. Biden, are you okay? And then he gets up and his, you know, like a machine that just stands vertically with his aviators on and just walks. Now, I jumped right into making this video, so I haven't looked for an aftermath, but the man fell off his bike. He's 80 years old, and he has the most stressful job in the world. To me, that doesn't sound like meeting qualifications. You know, we're getting ready to go into a recession. Jesus Christ. We had a recession when Obama was in office. We had a recession when Biden was in office. Both Democrats in the past 12 years have led us to a recession. Like, who are you helping? Well, I'll say this. I'm double tapping the friend request button for this, all these the college loan repayment delays. I'm loving that. But in terms of like working class America and, you know, people who are trying to start a life and XYZ, like, he's messing with everybody's budget. Like, I'm seeing gas prices touch $6-$7 on the East Coast now. And that's not even New York City. It's crazy. But thank you guys for listening this long. I'll see you guys next episode. Peace.
Hey guys, happy Sunday. Welcome back to Bear Talks.